But bitonality doesn't only serve the exclusive function of producing dualisms. We must also recognize the obvious fact that the combination of two different chords automatically creates a third one, a wholly new phonological entity. For instance, what are those famous primitive boom-booms in the Rite of Spring near the beginning? Now, is that just arbitrary banging, letting the fingers fall where they may? On the contrary, that repeated chord is carefully devised and structured through bitonality. Look how clearly divisible it is into two separate but equal subsidiary chords, one superimposed on the other. And each of them, mind you, is perfectly consonant in itself. The lower one spells out a pure E major triad, or in Stravinsky's orthography, F flat, as you can see, which amounts to the same thing. And the upper chord is a plain old dominant seventh on E flat. Now, each one by itself couldn't be more clearly tonal, right? But together, wild dissonance. Now, this is a wholly new way of looking at tonal harmony, a fresh Stravinskian way. He then plunges directly into a new bitonality, this time pitting notes of the E flat seventh chord, the same one, against notes belonging to C major. And together they sound like this. But there's something else going on at the same time. The cellos are plucking notes that outline that old E major triad, so that there are now three simultaneous harmonic entities sounding together. This is now the sound of polytonality. I can't do all that with only two hands, so let's listen. Another fresh sound, you see, acerbic, needling, like a cold shower, but still and always tonal.